Welcome to the Grace Slice Podcast. I'm Eve Stipes, and this season, Ruth Jo Simons and I are exploring what it means to start where you are when where you are isn't exactly where you wanted to be. Today, we're sitting down with a cup of coffee to talk about how this plays out when it comes to our bodies. If you just groaned inwardly like I did after that last sentence, I promise today's conversation is for your encouragement. Whether you're wishing for a smaller size or navigating brokenness in your body, let's talk about what it means to steward what we have well. Let's get started.
Well, we're just tackling all the easy topics this season, aren't we?
Yeah, no big deal.
Let's just dig in and get vulnerable right away. How would you describe your current season of living in your physical body? Why don't you go first?
Thank you for so generously offering that to me first.
I am so generous.
This is one of those topics that has a lot of pieces attached to it. But I would say for this current season, I'm in a pretty healthy spot. I have not been as recently as even like 6 months ago. So for those of you that don't know, I had twins in April. I had to think about it. April of 2020. And let's just say that twins do different things to your body than just one baby at a time. When I delivered them, it was 13 pounds of baby. And my body just, in a lot of different ways, like yes, in weight for sure. That was part of the issue, but also my hormones, like everything was just a little bit crazy. I have a hypothyroid disease called Hashimoto's, and that has all kinds of ramifications as well. And so all in all, I was feeling pretty rough physically for the last couple of years. And then that physical thing was causing a lot of emotional distress and just like unhappy with how my body looked, how I felt, just all the pieces. So in the past few months, have been able to start some new things and kind of process some of that. And I would say I'm doing okay. I feel hopeful for the first time in a long time, which is always good. But it has not always been like that. How would you describe your current season?
Well, the two things that come to mind, one is, of course, in the area of, you know, wishing I looked differently in some way body-wise because I'm, you know, turning 47 in a few weeks. I think by the time this airs, I will have just turned 47. And somewhere in the last 2 years, my body has decidedly stopped burning calories the way it used to. And I feel like I eat kind of the same way, but you know, at the same time, I think I live a pretty sedentary life overall because I am a writer and I sit at a desk a lot and haven't necessarily caught up with activity. And so I think just seeing the shape of my body change in the last couple years and find that it's not so quick to pivot or turn that around, just as I don't know, as transparently as I can say this, is hard when you want to look a certain way and you want to wear certain things and you want to feel good in the body that you're in, which I think we all know that. But I think because I'm on camera a lot and I'm on stage for work some, I think it makes me self-conscious and I end up feeling probably – you know, if I am developing more of a belly because I'm now in my late 40s and I'm not actively finding ways to curb that, I end up imagining it to be far worse. But that's not even the issue, right? It's not even about taking that stomach down a size. And we're going to talk about all that today. But it's the realization that as I think about how I feel with these changes, I get discouraged realizing, oh my goodness, I care a lot about the way I look. I think that's what it, maybe that's what you're saying too, is like, even if in your brain, you know, it's not about a number or size or the way your genes look, but it's the fact that you're even your heart is so wrapped up in your happiness is so wrapped up in that. Your happiness is so wrapped up in the way you feel about the way you look. I think that's kind of thrown me for a loop a little bit. But the other side of it is I do deal with a chronic issue mm-hmm. that is kind of always on the back of my mind, where I just know that even though if there's not outward manifestations or symptoms, that I am a candidate for being really sick if mm-hmm. if anything ever changes. And I think knowing that there's something wrong inside my body and there's nothing I can do about it besides being mindful and taking and getting blood work. And it's just, I think that's just, I only share that, and I'm not trying to be vague, but I'm just trying to share that to just kind of say, yes, we all deal with the two things that you're even talking about, just that there's things that we can work on mm-hmm. and there's things that we can't change that are potentially just difficult parts of our genetics or our internal health that we can't actually fix or cure. Yeah. But it's usually, and what we're really talking about in this whole season has been like, well, so then how do we start where we are with our hearts and like even the mm-hmm. way we think about the issues? Because yes, there are physical things that we can do, but those won't change the way we think of our body not being what we envisioned or what we wanted. Or, you know, as I approach 50, I may or may not ever be the size that I obsess about. Or, you know, it's not that I always obsess about it, but you know how it is, where you,
that you like thinking, have in your mind.
Yeah,
like
so that's you the goal. Have in your mind. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. I think even just like you said, there's kind of multiple facets to this conversation. Like it could be a very physical thing. Like you're like, I wish that this size, or I wish I could run this many miles still, or it could be a chronic illness. It could be a physical like disability that you've encountered along the way. And it could be other things that are even more complicated, like eating disorders, or, you know, like there's just so many parts to this conversation.
And the way you see yourself.
Yeah.
There's so many things that really do require some really good intervention and counseling and input. And so we're certainly not trying to tackle all those topics in one short podcast. But I think what we can all agree on is that God created us, and there are times when we struggle with being thankful for what we've been given.
Yeah. Yeah. And like our friend Jess Connolly has said many times over, like just trying to help our brains realize that our bodies are not a project. Like they're not a thing to be fixed. And so often that's how we want to go. Like our heart is like, let's just change the one thing and then we'll be fine and we won't worry about it at all. But there really is a lot more heart and mindset work that has to be done.
Okay. But before we dive in there, when you said that, I just felt this conviction, because I was like, okay, so we're just bombarded with the messaging, Eve, right? The messaging mm-hmm. of like, we can have
it is a project.
Eyelash. Yes, it is a project. I mean, so we can say that.
Yeah.
And, but the truth is like, there's every way possible to have better lashes, better skin, more toned bodies. There are gym memberships, there are diets, there so many things we can fix. I mean, as I speak right now, my hair has been highlighted. This is not my 100% my natural hair color. And we're not saying that, oh my goodness, every little thing is wrong, that it's like perfect, exactly. Like there's freedom in being artistic. And I think it's really lovely and fun to be able to experiment with hair color if you want to, or mm-hmm. enjoy things like that. But I think it's when we think of our bodies as a project where we feel like we will never be happy until we get to the other side of making it better than it already is. So whether that, so it could be harmful for you to get eyelash extensions. It could be harmful if you feel like you will never be happy unless you drop 20 pounds. It could be harmful that you, that you mistreat your body in order for it to, you starve your body or whatever it is that you think you must do to get to where you want to go. That's when we're treating it like a project. It's not that every little thing about beautifying or, or even, you know, like getting a skin treatment or taking care of or exfoliating your skin. Like, it's my goodness. Yeah. Those aren't wrong things. You know, I just had to get that out and say it.
Yeah. No, that's a good distinction for sure. This is, like we said, a multifaceted conversation. So it's good for us to help kind of define what it is we're thinking about. I do think it's interesting, though, to talk about the idea of like physical strength or kind of being prepared. Yeah. And Troy, you told me before, Troy always talks about kind of physical strength in a particular way. Would you share that with
because
us?
I was thinking about how, you know, Troy has always been really good at working out. And yet it's not really for the sake of like defining a certain look. Like, he's not like working towards a goal of being like a certain waist size or a certain whatever.
He's not a bodybuilder.
He's not a bodybuilder. Thank you. I was like, how do you describe? He's not trying to be Arnold Schwarzenegger of the 90s or whatever. But you know, one time I asked him, I just said, so why are you so committed to working out? And I mean, I could think of lots and lots of answers. But the answer he gave, if you know Troy, it's a very Troy answer. But his answer was, you know, he's like, I just want to be in the kind of physical condition where if I see somebody in need, or if there's like a fire or a disaster or some kind of situation, that I actually have the strength to go and like pick somebody up and like carry someone, that I'm not helpless to help. And I thought that was an interesting way to look at it, because that does not cross my mind. And I'm being totally honest.
Mine either.
I always feel like I am preparing my heart, I always feel like I am preparing my body for something that serves me, if I'm honest, right? So I always feel like I'm preparing my body for that one dress I want to wear to that special occasion, or I'm preparing my body for the vacation where I'm going to have to wear a swimsuit. And honestly, I'm not doing that anymore, but I'm just saying that's the kind of thought, right? It always is some version of serving me and making me feel better. And when Troy answered it that way, it kind of sparked a whole other conversation, one in which I think, you know, Jess Connolly and I had even on Instagram Live one time, where we were talking about this very topic of her book, Breaking Free from Body Shame. Just this idea of like, what is the goal? What is the purpose? And ultimately, it's preparing us for the purposes of God and preparing us for presence with Him, and not preparing ourselves for the very things that we think are dependent on us being better, which is kind of even the very basis of what I talk about when striving cease is like self-betterment is not our actual gospel. The gospel is not self-betterment or just being a better version of ourselves, physical or otherwise. If we grow and grow stronger and we are seeking to build upon what God has given us, it's always for the purpose of ultimately pointing back to Him. And I think that's a real mind shift that is hard for me specifically sometimes.
Well, and it's funny because, well, funny is probably not the right word, but it's interesting that that's kind of the whole point of like the idea of starting where we are, right? Like knowing what God has given us in our physical bodies, and knowing that our purpose is to serve Him and to be prepared for the things that He calls us to do. Mm-hmm. And so when we look at it from that perspective, it does become way less about a number and a lot more about our hearts. It becomes a lot less about what your physical ability is. Like, it doesn't really matter. I mean, I love that Troy wants to be able to carry people out of burning buildings. That's like, that's Troy in a nutshell right there.
Yes.
But it becomes less about like, what can I physically carry or how much weight can I throw on this barbell, and more about like, am I using my body and the strength God has given me to do the things He's called me to do, and to do them well and to be ready for that? Like, am I being lazy of heart, right? To say like, I'm just not going to worry about this. I'm not going to take care of what He's given me, or I'm going to be hyper focused on this thing. Like, and so that changes the conversation. I think about even Catherine Wolf, your friend, who she's written a book called Suffer Strong. And so the idea of like, she has some serious physical limitations of things that have happened to her body, but that doesn't change her kingdom purpose or her ability to carry that purpose out.
And I think that if we would embrace that mindset. It's kind of like going all the way back to preaching truth to ourselves, right?
Yeah.
Which we talked about in the very first season. It's really like, what's the story you're telling yourself about your body every day?
Yeah.
Right? If the story I'm telling myself the moment I wake up is, I'm getting so old, my back hurts all the time. Or let me just be honest with you, Eve, and all the bajillion listeners. People who end up listening. But the truth is, a lot of times I wake up with condemning thoughts before I even get started. And the condemning thoughts are things like, well, you didn't work out yesterday, so now you're just going to be a really big blob. Or you're going to be unhealthy, or you're probably going to die young. And it's just some version of all these condemning fear oriented thoughts. Right. So then if I put on my running shoes and I go for a walk, is that going to be motivated out of joy and thanksgiving towards the Lord that he's given me a body? Or is it going to be because I'm driven by the guilt and the shame and the fearful thoughts that were condemning me first thing in the morning? I'm just being really honest. And this is me going first, right? It's just saying like, I think we have to change the stories we tell ourselves about our bodies. Because if Troy says, hey, I work out so that I'm strong for my family. And I know the other part of that story he tells himself is one, to save people and help when there's a disaster. But he also realizes that we have children that are 11 years apart.
Mm-hmm.
And truth be told, we were even talking about babies yesterday, and the kids were like, you guys are done. I think you're done. And we're like, are we actually done? Oh gosh, Eve, I'm sharing more than I really wanted to. But I was like, are we done? Because really, come on, we could be 70. So we could be 70 and sending our kid to college. And they're like, you won't even be raising them. We will be. You didn't even change. Caleb was literally like, you didn't even change diapers the last time around.
Oh,
but anyway,
gosh.
I digress. But where was I going? Oh, but he said, he's always said that he also works out because by the time our youngest one, who is only 9 right now, gets married and has children, Lord willing, that Troy wants to be the kind of granddad that has that has the ability and the capacity to like play with them and enjoy them. And that's some foresight, right? That's like some that's a goal and a motivation out there to use what God's given him well, so that he could have the capacity to be standing in his calling and to be acting out his purpose way down the line. And here I am, like, saying things like, why would anyone run unless they're being chased by a bear? And then yet I'm like listening to our conversation going, well, that's not a bad motivation. I need to have enough stamina to run away from a bear. Like, that's not unreal, right? I mean, where I live, there could be a bear. And currently, do I even have the ability to actually like have enough energy to climb a tree?
Oh my goodness.
No, please don't do any of these things. I know nothing about bears. But anyway, all that to say, you really do have to preach to yourself about the story you're telling yourself about your body, because that will change your actions. If I'm telling myself every day I'm worthless and it's a project that you have to like get better at, and my goodness, your body is always going to be a wreck and it's going to be not pretty enough and not good enough unless you get your act together, then it's just as harmful, honestly, as if I wake up every day and say, God won't love you unless you get everything. Unless you get your act together, you better go read your Bible if you want him to love you. That we already know is like the worst way to get into scripture, right? To be like, oh, he's not going to love me unless I read my Bible. I better read it. In the same way, it's like, I'm never going to have any purpose in life, and I'm going to be unhappy until I fix my body. That's not a great way to go for a walk or to move your body.
Yeah. And it's interesting too, because there is a definite connection, right, between like our theology, like what we're thinking about who God is, about who God says we are, about how he's made us, and our physical bodies. Like, they're connected and they're not just these like totally separate entities, and they relate to one another and they affect one another. And so you're right. I think what we think about and how we prioritize the Lord and his purposes for us, like that he says he's created us for, how we prioritize that will change what we do and how we respond in our physical bodies.
And that makes me think of all the ways in which scripture reminds us that our bodies are temporary. Our bodies are not
not ultimate.
Not ultimate, right? But our bodies are also the temple of God. Like they're the place in which the Spirit dwells. When you are in Christ, it means that it's no longer just a shell. It's the place where the Holy God of the universe indwells and comes and is a part of and is consuming all of what seemed like it was just physical in the first place. And again, I feel like if I were, Eve, to like think on that more than I do, then what I say about my body will become really convicting, right?
Yeah.
When I look at a photo of myself and say, ugh, I can't stand the way I look in that picture. Or when I say, oh, you know, I'll never be able to do such and such because I'm just not good at that, or my body's not good at these things. Rather saying, you know, and instead, what difference would it make if I actually acknowledged that just like God is sanctifying my heart and my mind and making me more like Him, that I have an opportunity to steward well what He's given me in bodily form, so that everything I do with my hands and feet and with my whole body really reflect all the ways in which He's transforming me on the inside. And that really even just changes my mindset. Even as I'm speaking about it, it really makes me want to say things differently about my body.
Yeah. Well, I think that leads us directly into like, okay, practically when it comes right down to it, how do we start where we are when it comes to our bodies? So, you know, we've already mentioned a myriad of circumstances that you as a listener might find yourself in, like frustrated, struggling, maybe even overwhelmed with how things feel in your body. So how do you start to steward what God has given you, even when what that is maybe isn't what you hoped it could be?
Maybe you and I can just brainstorm some things. Like I think right off the top of my head, I'm thinking to give thanks first, right? To give thanks and change the narrative in my brain based on what God says about who I am. So that's one. A few others that we've talked about would be that you can steward your body by starting right here with moving your body, because movement, we already know, whether it's full on exercise or just moving it, is actually taking care of yourself and making you stronger, right? So that's really one start. We don't have to talk about training for a marathon. It can be just movement.
Go for a walk. Yes.
What else? What else did we cover here? And what else can we start with?
I think what you said too about preaching truth, like there are verses in the Bible, like you think about even Psalm 139, where it talks about God having knit us together and that He cares for our bodies. He made our bodies. So I think there's some level of speaking, preaching truth to our hearts about who God says we are.
And then letting that, and then letting that truth define what we say with our mouths. Like I think about how, again, rather than saying, gosh, I look so fat, you know, to actually acknowledge this is the body God's given me and I'm a work in progress. I think that's such a different way of speaking about myself in front of my kids. Even I've heard, I'm sure you said this to me, just that having a daughter, you know, like really like you, it's probably, even though, you know, your little girl's not old
she's
enough
only
to have this major conversation with you, but really how you choose to speak about yourself going forward will make a huge difference.
Yeah, for sure. I think I've become a lot more aware of how I speak and what I think, knowing that she's watching and listening and checking things out too, you know, like she wants to.
So I think we're in agreement that ultimately all the things that we could physically do or mentally do or whatever it is that we're doing to steward the bodies that we have, even if they're not exactly everything we envisioned, everything we wanted, and maybe there are things about that we can't change.
Yeah.
If that's the truth, then how do we speak the gospel truth? And we've already touched on this, but why don't you just repeat, Eve, for our listeners, since we are entering our three questions that we always ask, what is the gospel truth here and why does it matter on this topic?
Yeah, I think the gospel truth is that God made our bodies and He's given us purpose, right? And that what we deal with physically is important, but it's not ultimate. Like, ultimately, we're preparing our bodies for an eternity spent with him. Like, we get to steward what we have and to thank him for what he's given us and kind of not worry about it too much, right? Not be too absorbed in what it feels like or what it looks like.
Yeah, I think it's so good that the gospel truth is always that we are called to love Christ above all else.
Yeah.
So if we are idolizing our bodies, or if we love our bodies mm-hmm. in the way they function or the way they look above him, then we no longer are loving our God. True treasure. We're now loving the gift that he gave us more yeah. than himself. And so, yeah, that's a good reminder for me too. So what's the one thing that you're going to do to start where you are?
Well, as part of kind of my turning over a new leaf and thinking about things differently, I have been trying to go for a walk every day. Mm-hmm. So, and it doesn't, I'm not even saying like it has to be a half hour walk or whatever. It's literally like sometimes it's around the cul-de-sac in my neighborhood, but just trying to be intentional, go for more movement than I would do just sitting at my house or doing kind of my work for the day. Sometimes it's 5 minutes. Sometimes I'm feeling great and it's a nice night and I'll go for 30 minutes, but just going for a walk and being reminded that like God has given me this body, I can move it and I want to be grateful for that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's
what
good.
About you?
Well, you kind of stole mine, so I'm gonna go a little different direction. I think my one small thing is that I want to stop saying things like I feel ugly or I look mm-hmm. ugly or I look fat or I don't want to get in that picture because I'm terrible. I look yeah. terrible in pictures. And the truth is I don't need you to say to me, Eve, you know, like, oh no, you always look so great in pictures. That's
it doesn't
not
matter.
What, right. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Whenever we say that, we realize like our spouse, our friends, they're all right. going to be like, but you look amazing. And that does not change anything.
Yeah.
It's that I have to reform my heart to long and love Christ more than my self-absorption with the way I think my body has to look. And so my one small thing is I'm going to discipline my mouth to not say things that are untrue. So
that makes me think of my oldest is 4 years old. And right now he is in like a major... Like every day at some point he goes, Mom, should we take a selfie?
Really?
It's the funniest thing. And I don't like often take selfies. So I don't know where he's even gotten this from. But every day at some point, like, Mom, should we take a selfie right now? And my first inclination, I kid you not, every time is to be like, no, bud, like I'm in my pajamas or like I haven't washed my face yet or whatever. But so I've been trying the last few days to say yes. Whenever he asks, like, sure, let's take a selfie. So maybe that's my picture. One small thing.
So good. So yeah. good.
Well, friends, we know that we have not covered everything to do with this topic and that you probably still have lots of hard things to think about and navigate. But we do hope that this conversation today has encouraged you to shift your mindset a little bit and to think differently about where you are and how to start with what you've got and to honor the Lord with whatever that is. So if you enjoyed the conversation today, we would love for you to share it with a friend, to talk about it, to write a review, to subscribe to the podcast if you haven't already. That really does help other people find out about all of these really fun, really lighthearted topics that we've been talking about in this season. So thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have a great day starting where you are. All season long, we're asking you some questions at the end of each episode because we really want to hear what you're thinking about and how you're processing our conversation. So today's question is, how are you starting where you are today when it comes to your body? If it's appropriate, snap a picture to tell us about your answer and share it on Instagram. You can tag Ruth and Grace Lace, or you can just shoot us an email at info@gracelace.com. We will be picking a couple of answers each week to send some happy mail to.